wants more time on Lisa to Brady, Fox News, with inflation still running at 40-year highs.
The problem is Republicans in Congress are doing everything they can to stop my plans to bring down costs on ordinary families.
President Biden at a union meeting in Philadelphia.
That's why my plan is not finished and why the results aren't finished either.
He's touting record job growth while admitting prices are too high. Inflation at the wholesale level up 10.8% year over year, just slightly less than the last reading. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has a scorecard on what he calls basic deliverables from government: stable prices, border security, and public safety.
Strike one, strike two, and strike three for Democrats at the federal, state, and local level.
This as voters are at the polls for more primaries. In South Carolina, two Republican incumbents in Congress face challenges from Trump-backed candidates, including former state representative Katie Arrington.
Arrington's opponent, Congresswoman Nancy Mace, was once endorsed by Trump, but now he calls her, quote, a horrible person. She's criticized his behavior following the 2020 election. She is considered staunchly conservative, and she also has the support of some of the state's biggest names, including former South Carolina governor and Trump UN ambassador Nikki Haley.
Fox's Mark Meredith in Charleston, which is also sweltering today with triple-digit heat. It's also primary day in Maine and Nevada, where multiple Republicans are vying to take on Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto in the fall. Texas has a special election to temporarily fill a congressional seat. There's a standoff at a home goods store in Georgia, where police have a suspect contained and the store's been evacuated in Alpharetta, north of Atlanta. No reports of any shots fired, but police responded to reports of someone hiding with a gun. Negotiators now at the scene and trying to make contact. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Police in Tennessee arrest a second man after a mass shooting earlier this month.
Chattanooga police say they've arrested 36-year-old Alexis Lewis for his suspected role in a mass shooting. Early in the morning of June 5th, three people were killed, 14 others injured outside of a nightclub. While most were hurt by gunfire, three people were struck by vehicles. Police said they reviewed videos of the shooting that had been posted to social media, after which they found an old mugshot for Lewis and matched the picture to video images of a man holding a gun at the scene of the mass shooting. Last week, police arrested Garion King for his suspected involvement as well. Lewis is charged with homicide, reckless endangerment, and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The search continues for a child and two adults missing after severe flooding hit the Milwaukee area. This after thunderstorms hammered parts of the Midwest and the South. Fire crews in northern Arizona hoping for less wind to help get a better handle on a wildfire scorching the outskirts of Flagstaff. More than 2,000 homes evacuated, hundreds more evacuated from wildfires in California and New Mexico. A closely watched law on electronic books is struck down.
A Maryland judge has struck down a first-of-its-kind e-book law requiring publishers make them available on reasonable terms to libraries in the state if they're also being offered to the public. Judge Deborah Boardman saying it would force publishers to offer their products to libraries or risk facing prosecution. Publishers have worried. unlimited access to free ebooks would damage sales and have restricted use and raised fees to libraries, which say their mission is to encourage reading. A similar bill was vetoed last year by the governor of New York, who said copyright protection provides the author the exclusive right to their works. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow's down 174. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.